Our podcasts are aimed at professional financial advisors. Hello and welcome to the Investment Perspectives podcast from RSMR, helping financial advisors understand the economic landscape by analysing current events from an expert investment perspective. I'm Katie Sykes, Client Engagement and Marketing Manager at RSMR. And each month I talk to one of our team about a pertinent global event or topic, delving into discussions about implications through an investment perspective lens. And on that note, I'd like to welcome Andrew Robinson, our Senior Investment Analyst. April's episode is all about ISAs. The Great British public are loving ISAs right now, but is this the only investment route you should go down? We're asking, should you go all out on ISAs? As we say goodbye to the old tax year and hello to the new, investors and savers will most likely be considering how to make the most of their tax-free allowances. Outside of pensions, the standard UK tax-free wrapper is, of course, the much-loved ISA, which was launched in 1999 and turned 25 this month. Andrew, welcome. Can you tell me, what's the vibe with ISAs right now?
Hi, Katie. British savers are moving more money into tax-free accounts than ever before, with the cash ISA currently the number one choice. Almost 50 billion more was put into cash ISAs in 2023 than was taken out. And it looks like the direction of travel will only intensify in 2024.
Thanks, Andrew. According to the Bank of England, across January and February this year, savers deposited a whopping £6.1 billion, up from a net £3.8 billion last year. Cash ISAs are the most popular by a country mile. In 2021 to 2022, 11.7 million ISAs were opened and 7.1 million were cash accounts. Andrew, what are the different ISA options available?
In 1999, at the outset, there were two types of ISA, cash and stocks and shares. There are now five options: lifetime, junior, innovative finance, stocks and shares, and cash. And if you count the held to buy ISA, which you can still hold but no longer open, and the soon-to-be-released British ISA, there are seven to choose from.
So what's making cash ISAs so popular to investors then?
Returns on cash were close to zero for years, but there's been a monumental shift with saving rates rising sharply over the last 2 years. You're now looking at interest rates of around 5%, and with inflation falling, savers can earn a positive real return on their savings.
Outside of an ISA, basic rate taxpayers can earn up to £1,000 a year in interest-free tax. For higher rate payers, this falls to £500. So with rates at around 5%, the attraction is obvious. With record sums being committed to cash ISAs in recent months, should stock market investment be put on the back burner, do you think?
Let's look at the backdrop. Saving rates are not expected to stay as high as they are currently, and interest rates might not be falling as fast as many had hoped. But barring any big inflationary shocks, they're on a downward trajectory.
Cash ISAs are clearly the most popular option then. But if you want your money to work harder and are happy to take some risk, investing over the longer term might create a more flourishing pot. What are the potential scenarios, Andrew?
If you had used your full ISA allowance each year since the accounts were introduced, you would have saved around £306,000. According to Vanguard, putting your money into cash savings over the same period would have given you a return of around £355,000. Let's imagine you'd opted for a global stocks index fund. Your pot would now be worth around £727,000.
If you're looking at investments outside of a tax-free wrapper, you will need to consider the changes to the tax regimes over the last 2 years. In April 2023, the capital gains tax annual exempt amount was reduced from £12,300 to £6,000. And from the 6th of April this year, it was reduced further to 3,000.
The dividend allowance has also been sliced in half from £1,500 for the tax year 2024-25, having been cut from £2,000 to £1,000 in the years 23-24.
So some big changes in a short space of time, and it only takes some relatively modest increases in the value of an investment portfolio before investors start to incur tax liabilities on their investments. Which ISA is likely to deliver the best returns over the long term?
Cash ISAs are straightforward and appealing and come with some certainty, but if you can bear the volatility associated with investments in securities, then a stocks and shares ISA could be the way forward. Your savings have the potential to rise significantly over time with this option, and the longer you invest, the more likely you are to ride out the peaks and troughs along the way.
All clients' circumstances are different, so holding some level of cash for short-term needs and emergency expenses is a sensible strategy. For the average investor, though, holding large amounts of cash over the longer term doesn't make sense, and inflation will inevitably lead to an erosion of their real wealth over time. Investing comes with greater risk, but a well-rounded portfolio can bear rich fruit in the long run. As rates fall and returns fall off, the opportunity to maximise returns over the medium to long term with a diversified portfolio is undeniable. Thanks very much, Andrew, for joining me today, and we'll see you again next month. Our comments and opinion are intended as general information only and do not constitute advice or recommendation. Information is sourced directly from fund managers and websites. Therefore, this information is as current as is available at the time of production. The value of investments can go down as well as up.